Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Kylie. I'm an alcoholic and gratefully sober today. My home group is Eastern Twilight in Victoria, and my sobriety date is the 21st of February 2011. Thank you for asking me to share on this topic. Where did we find hope? Yeah, so for me, on that first day, I walked into the rooms of AA, I was really broken. You know, I was at that jumping off point of not knowing how to live with alcohol and not knowing how to live without it. You know, it had become my crutch. But I knew that I couldn't keep doing what I was to myself. So I really walked into the rooms of AA day one, really broken, and through my blurry eyes, maybe there was a message of hope on the sign. I can't quite remember because it was a very, very fuzzy, but I saw in the women's eyes, they were sober and they were happy about it. And that's where I saw hope. That was my first glimmer of hope. And I thought, you know what, if I do what they do, what they've done to stay sober, then, you know, I've got a good crack at this, you know. So that was my first bit of hope. And, you know, what I heard, you know, in the meetings subsequent to that was, you know, get a home group, get to regular frequent meetings, get a sponsor, do the steps, work the program, be of service. And, you know, those are fundamental things that, you know, were so key in my recovery, as they are for many of us. And, you know, I'm really grateful that I had this, it was just willingness. It was a gift of willingness to really work hard and put that into my life. And I did. So, you know, I was full of hope. And look, early days, I remember it was so hard. And sometimes you think, you know, what am I doing? But, you know, also what gave me a lot of hope were the ninth step promises. And I'd printed those out or written them out, and I kept them in my purse. And whenever I felt like I was, you know, really struggling in the day, you know, I would find a quiet place. I'd say the serenity prayer. I'd reach out to my higher power, and I'd read over those promises. So, you know, there's a promise, you know, if we work it, you know, these will come to life in it, you know, in our lives. So, you know, that was another piece of hope, for me as well. So as I worked the program, and I worked with my sponsor. You know, my sponsor, she passed on to me what was freely given to her. And, really she was my connection with hope until I could, you know, get that, connection with my higher power. You know, she was there to guide me through the program and show me what she did, to get sober. So, you know, I had all of this hope. I worked it really hard. I did a really thorough, you know, fourth and fifth step, which really was key to me seeing my life differently, you know, having a different lens. And then, of course, you know, once I was getting through to ninth step, making amends, you know, I could see these things were actually happening, you know, coming to fruition in my life. You know, I could comprehend the word serenity, and we all know peace. You know, how beautiful I was finding some peace in my life. And, you know, one that's really been important to me is intuitively we know how to handle situations which used to baffle us, you know. And in my sobriety, I've had to face some of the hardest things I've had to in my life. I've had really difficult personal circumstances. But because I've got such a solid program, I've been able to not pick up a drink over it, you know. And isn't that amazing? What a blessing. Sober today, living life on life's terms, and I'm really grateful to be a sober alcoholic. Thank you for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.